Are you a personality that is an overachiever? You may also be, if you admit it, a people pleaser who never wants to let anyone down. Possibly you're an overthinker, an overanalyzer, and you just feel like you've never quite been good enough. Everything you do is a little subpar. You want it to be better, but you're never quite satisfied with your performance, your personality, your physical appearance, your relationships. Have I described you in any way? I've described myself in some of these ways. And I want to remind us of a benefit we have of being a child of God. Do you know that our loving Heavenly Father sees us with the perfect righteousness of His Son, Jesus? I know that is very difficult to wrap your mind around, but He literally sees us as perfect. And because our Heavenly Father lives in all of time at the same time, in other words, He is omnipresent. Right now, He is on the day He created Adam. He is on the day that Jesus was born on earth in the manger. He is at the day Jesus died on the cross. He is present day in our life today and sees us right where we're at. And He also sees us as sitting with Him in heaven, all at the same time. That means the Bible tells us that we are right now, in God's view, seated in heavenly places with Him. He knows we are dust. He knows we are frail. He knows we are sinful. But He also knows the end of the story. He knows that we are justified and righteous according to His Son, Jesus Christ, if we've trusted Him as our Savior. And He sees us as sanctified and perfect in heaven right now with Him. Now, if that's not a benefit, I don't know what is. I hope that makes your whole day. I hope that makes your whole week. And I really hope that you believe it because the Bible tells us this. It's true. So we don't have to feel that we're not enough. We don't have to feel less than. We don't have to feel defeated. Oh, I always fail. I always go back to this addiction. I always go back to overeating. I always go back to this besetting sin. Yes, we do need the Holy Spirit's help to grow in our Christian life. But no, God does not see us as bad, not enough, less than. He sees us as His beautiful, perfect child whom He loves completely, no matter what we do, how we act. Moms, you know this. You love your children no matter what they do or don't do or how they act or what awards they win or what grades they bring home. None of that makes your love less for them. That's how you're loved by God, but a million times more. I just want us to remember these amazing benefits, and that's a big one. We're enough. And we're perfectly loved today the way we are. Have a great week, friends. Walk in love, loving God through loving others.